Recorded Books and RB Digital present Runaway Brides, The Gunslinger's Vow by Amy Sandis. Narrated by Pilar Witherspoon. Chapter 1. Boston, Massachusetts, August 2nd, 1881. Miss Bryden. Miss Bryden? Did you hear me? Alexandra blinked away her shock to meet the concerned gaze of her unexpected suitor. Yes, she said finally, though her voice felt off, not quite her own. That is, I believe so. Mr. Shaw's worried expression smoothed into a handsome smile. I have just declared that I would like to make you my bride, Miss Bryden. His words were no less a surprise the second time around. Peter Shaw was the quintessential Eastern gentleman of distinction. Though only 26, he was already gaining momentum in political circles. He was charming, attractive, full of confidence, and met every one of Aunt Judith's criteria for an advantageous match. And for some inexplicable reason, he had just asked her, Alexandra Bryden, to be his bride. She couldn't have heard him right. Alexandra gave a tiny shake of her head to free up some words. I am sorry, Mr. Shaw, I'm a bit stunned. I hadn't expected such an offer. Nor had she expected the creeping sense of anxiety that came with it, making her throat tight and her palms clammy. Had he been falling in love with her all this time, and she had never even noticed? Despite her awkwardness, he was all grace and charm. See? That's what I like about you, Miss Bryden, your innate modesty and lack of pretense. You're unlike other young ladies in town. Their perspectives are so narrow, so limited. Most of them have never experienced anything beyond our tight little social niche, let alone life outside of Boston. His eyes were a soft brown in the light that extended from the ballroom, just visible beyond the balcony doors. I admire your story, Miss Bryden. It's my opinion that your unusual childhood afforded you a more valuable view of life. He took a slow breath as he clasped his hands behind his back and lowered his chin, as if confessing some great secret.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?